I think this is very complicated and difficult to understand. I very much regret that at the very outset, there's a statement that we failed to make, and I think we'll have to go back. I think when we were talking about the mandate at the outset, it would have been useful to state what the group has done in principle over these 10 years that the group has existed. And I think that that is important, not just for the Russian Federation, but for all participants, or whatever you wish to call them, the number of countries that participated in the group. Because as a result of the discussions that we had yesterday and the day before, it is very clear that the group has achieved much work, which consists not just in the preparation of the document of URL, which is a final document that does not suit the Russian Federation, but the group has also done a considerable volume of work. And as this is perhaps the last meeting, it would seem that it might be difficult for the SC2 and the ITC to give a proper assessment of our activities. So I think it would be useful for us to write right at the outset a reflection of what we did. Right at the beginning, there was a group to prepare a convention, and I can tell you from that time that the reports should be very clear, and they should be very easily readable and understandable, not just for those who were present at the meeting, but in particular, and even more so, for those who were not present at the meeting. So it is all the more important that when we submit documents, the readers should be able to understand what the group has done over this period that it has existed. So what the group did primarily is it carried out an analysis. And I think that is something that need to be reflected because it involved a huge amount of work from the secretariat, the member states, the states represented in the working group, I mean, and experts. Because the draft decision to the report need to be logical from beginning to end. So we had the first agenda item, which was complying with our mandate. But what we're doing here is we say some parties accepted this, others didn't, and immediately we get the impression that there was nothing but dissent. But I think what we need to highlight is that there was a discussion on item two on the mandate, and the group of experts. And I think that no one would disagree with that, but who knows? But I think it should be worded as follows. The group of experts noted that throughout its work, the following was achieved. First of all, an analysis of existing international agreements on all modes of transport was carried out, and that includes rail, road, air, inland navigation, and sea transport. And on that basis, the issue was highlighted that it would be of importance to move towards a unified railway law, and this is what the group worked on. Secondly, a draft of decisions was adopted for the international carriage of cargo by rail, taking into account COTIF-SIM and the revised SMGS document of 2015, and in parentheses, we can say URL. Next, the group drafted a number of accompanying documents for the carriage of cargo in relation to this project. The group, and this could be another paragraph, the rail companies of Turkey, Azerbaijan, and others carried out an analysis. This is something that did take part. The group did do this and did dedicate time and effort to such an analysis. Next, we discussed issues on a possible structure and the elements of a unified railway law, even though there was no decision adopted on that aspect. The group also became acquainted with the different methods of administration for unified railway law, and on the basis of this experience, It also consulted OTIF and OSJD. So I think that this is all a voluminous amount of work that we've done, and we should not reduce it simply to whether we adopted this document or not. So I think, colleagues, at the outset, we should reflect what was actually discussed and what was discussed yesterday. And this is something we did say yesterday. And as I understand, the representatives of the European Commission also said confirmed this, that yes, the group did undertake these activities. It's a huge volume of work, and we should reflect that. And it is only afterwards that we should come to the disagreements of what a number of delegations said on one hand and what the Russian Federation said on the other hand. But I think that what I'm saying now is something that should be at the beginning of the report, because this huge volume of work that we did, I think, is something that you are well aware of and participated in, the Secretariat and the members represented here, and including our chairman also. So the place at which we had stopped in our reading, there, this paragraph is very difficult for me to understand. Maybe it's a question of translation. I'm not sure. Just 1 minute, please.